Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
Rated as the best radio show in the world, this is Love and Inspiration with Roy Cotton Jr. You're listening to the best music on Love and Inspiration.
Single mother like myself, yeah. Who fight to give a baby love and shelter. Have a child for your man, you go through alpha. Left with your mother as your only helper.
I'm Joan Davis Williams from Jamaica. 64 years of age, proud of that big time. I became a single mother shortly after my last child was born. Probably I was single before, you know, I didn't even realize it. But I was made a single mom with four children. We had two that I had during marriage and two that I met my ex-husband with. The journey was rough. I sounded like a dog then. You know, yeah, everything just rough. And because I taught at the female prison for 7 years, I did voluntary work there while I was teaching at San Diego. A lot of the things that I learned from the inmates assisted me in coping as a single parent. Because there were times when I thought of doing some very serious things to my ex-husband. Very, very serious. But having spoken to these ladies over time, they made me realize that I just have to learn to cope. I wasn't even sure why I said yes to the project. Ava, having met Ava years ago, and I must say I gave her her first teaching job, Ava is very convincing. So whenever Ava says, Joan, you need to do this, or Missy, you need to do that, I jump at it. I am excited, though, to share the journey with other women who have walked similar journeys with me. But when I can't find food to eat, when the bills are piling up and house was about to be sold, water lock off, everything, I became a higgler. I became a caterer. I was still teaching. Yeah, still teaching. It was really terrible because I got job offers, but I had to decide on remaining in the classroom so that I could see my children go through life and see them do well. You know, I thank my neighbors. My neighbors were my great support system. My parents didn't know that I was going through such struggles. I was too ashamed to tell them. I know they would have supported me. They didn't have a clue what was happening. So my parents and then my very, very good friend, Rosie Allwood Morrison. Rosie was there for me 24/7. Yeah, when the hunger pangs hit, she was there for us. I would advise men to, you separate from the woman, you can't be separated from your child. You need to be the support system. You need to be an example so that your child will respect you. It was a challenge for me because I wanted to tell my children about some of the negative things of my life, and I couldn't. I preferred if they had grown up and, you know, but I've seen these things. But I would say to men, support your children, be there for them, visit, support them, go to their schools, get involved. And I'm saying this as an educator because children who have suffered from parents not being involved because of separation, they are really hurting. I make marks on people's lives, positive marks. An educator for 44 years, I'm still making my mark. And I've seen my graduates there over the years and I'm quite pleased. Still happy with what I'm doing.
Wonderful, really wonderful. Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, listening to Love and Inspiration with your host here, Roy Cotton Jr. You were listening to a very powerful, I would say a very short audio. And I'm going to introduce to you right about now, live from the UK, the person who is behind and responsible for what you just listened to a while ago, it gives me great pleasure to introduce to you right now live out of the UK. I know it's a few hours later, and I really am thankful to her for taking the time out to be with me on this Sunday evening, being afternoon on St. Martin. I'm introducing to you, ladies and gentlemen, around the world, beautiful St. Martin, Dr. Ava Eagle Brown, who is a multi-award-winning international speaker, author, and transformation mindset business coach. And she is the author of a powerful and amazing book called The Mango Girl. And you just heard a while ago something really, really very empowering. And she's going to introduce to you what you heard a while ago. And we're going to have a really wonderful interview here on Love and Inspiration. Good evening to you, Dr. Ava Brown, and welcome to Love and Inspiration. How are you doing?
Thank you so much, Roy, for having me. I'm really excited to be here. And hello, St. Martin. Hello, the rest of the world. I'm so excited to be here.
Fantastic. It's really a pleasure to have you. I know we've been in connection with each other for some time, really working out when will be a mutual time to have you in the show. Because of the time difference, your busy schedule, but I'm really thankful that you're here with us. Now, we heard a while ago a very powerful message. Can you share with us, Dr. Brown, what was that all about?
Thank you so much, Roy. That was a clip from an upcoming documentary that I'm producing. As a matter of fact, it's finished. We're just in what we call the cutting phase. And it's an anthology book and film called The Single Mother's Diary. And it's a piece that I'm producing with a number of single women across the world. The clip you just heard is from, you know, life, God is amazing and life comes in full circle. That was Joan Davey Williams. And she gave me my first job. I think she said that in the clip. When I was a young girl out of teacher's college, she gave me my first job. And so when I was doing the Single Mother Diary, I called upon her for her experience, her expertise, but also her wisdom. And that product is actually launching here in the UK in October, coming up soon.
Wow. So that's just right around the corner, because we're now about the half of August. And then before you know it, then you're in October. And when is that going to be in October, Dr. Ava Brown?
It's October the 26th. We have co-authors in the book from all over the world, Washington, D.C. So we're having a multicultural international book launch / film launching here, where people from all over the Caribbean and the world are coming to the UK for that occasion.
Sounds fantastic. I would love to be over there at that point in time, but you know, duty calls over here on St. Martin. And the listeners who are tuning right now are on St. Martin, the Eastern Caribbean. You're being listened to everywhere here on the island. And just letting you know that for the same reason, this show is also heard in New York. And I'm pretty sure when persons listen to this interview, they're going to be empowered by what you've got to share. Now, persons, Dr. Ava Brown, I know they're hearing that UK accent, and it's not all about you having a cup of tea at 4, but I'm hearing another accent in between. Where are you originally from, Dr. Brown?
I'm from the islands, right? So I just have to, I hope you're hearing a Caribbean accent. I'm from the beautiful island of Jamaica, who's just recently actually celebrated our independence. Mm-hmm. So I'm Jamaican by birth and nationality and color and creed and everything in between. I'm just a citizen of the United Kingdom at the moment, but I'm Jamaican by birth.
I see. Okay, so that gives it away. Absolutely an island girl in the UK.
I am. Yeah, I'm proudly so an island girl.
Fantastic. Now, I want to actually touch base with you on something very important, because that's the whole essence of you being on Love and Inspiration today. For the fact you were born in beautiful Jamaica, and you know, you lived there in your early years, but something really happened back then that led you to what you're doing today. Because I stated before in the beginning, all about the Mango Girl. Now, I just want the listeners out there, wherever they are, to be able to just really sit near to their radio or on the internet, because I'm sure you've got something very powerful to share with them. So, Dr. Ava Brown, what really led to you writing this new powerful book called The Mango Girl? Can you share with us what happened?
Wow. I mean, thank you, Roy. I never take these opportunities lightly, sir. I'm just so honored that you give me this platform to share this. But I could go on for hours. I'm going to really summarize, the Mango Girl came out of me selling mangoes on the train. I want to make that point very quickly so people understand the connection. The name came out of me selling mangoes as a child, as young as a 10-year-old girl who was on the train versus being in school. Now, that is not unusual for Caribbean children to be selling. So I know that some children sell sugarcane, some children sell sweets. You know, it's really trying to survive. But the Mango Girl really chronicles my life, my hardships, my struggles, and my pain and my victory from a child into as late as 2017. And it really looks at a couple of issues that are embedded in the Caribbean culture, embedded in the world culture, embedded that we don't want to talk about. It looks at poverty and child poverty and child labor. As you, if you're more awakened and you live in the West, it's called child labor. I call it survival. And I'm not going to really focus on those bits because that's normal to a ways that has molded and shaped me into the woman I am today. Hence, it took us so long to get this interview arranged because I'm really always on the go. But a number of things that happened in my life around incest and child sexual abuse, which is something that I was just in Barbados in November last year, and you know, the number, and I'm not just singling out Barbados, so I just want to be categorically clear. But the Mango Girl is me talking my truth, talking about the abuse I went through in Jamaica, that my own father sexually abused me, that I was abused by my stepmother and her brother and her son and married men who should know better, sexually abused me. I was exploited sexually. And if that was not enough, I was then later on sexually abused and raped at gunpoint in front of my daughter. Now, I must say this because I don't want anybody from Jamaica to think I'm bashing Jamaica, because I'm not. I love my island. I love the Caribbean as a whole. But the reality is, this is my story. And my story, Roy, I've come to realize, is the story of so many other young girls living in the islands because we refuse to talk about it. So the Mango Girl is really giving voice to sexual abuse and child abuse. But it's also looking at the spirit of the Caribbean childhood and my own story, which has a beautiful ending. I'm sure you're going to come to later.
Definitely. We're going to come to that because as I'm listening to you very attentively, Dr. Brown, what you said is so true. And it's not just something that only happens in the Caribbean, but around the world. But in this part of the world, you do have that it happens so often. And there are persons who are afraid to come forward and say, this is what I've been experiencing, especially if it's a young female experiencing that sexual abuse through someone that they trust. Could be a father, it could be an uncle, it could even be self nowadays, even from a mom. And it is something that is so very real. So I'm pretty sure right now, with you talking to us, I'm sure you are empowering persons out there that they should not suffer in silence.
Yes, and Roy, I'm glad you said boys and girls, because I remember when I told my story, I was so nervous. Ian Bowen, God rest his soul, the great Ian Bowen. I went to Jamaica September 2014, and I broke my story, and I was on national television, and I was afraid. I remember I literally flew back to London real quickly because I was nervous. But the fears quickly became bravery, and so many young people from all over the islands, not just Jamaica, came forward and they said thank you so much. Not just young, actually, boys and girls, old women, middle class women, working women, came to me in privacy. And I'm glad for social media, because if Facebook were to reveal the conversations I have privately, then the world would see so much, that so many people were suffering in silence. Because when these things happen in the Caribbean, we have this saying, don't wash your dirty linen in public, right? And so it was your fault. You felt like it was your fault. So I learned three things very early on. And as I speak and work as a coach and as a speaker, and you know, I speak to many people and they say the same thing. You learn to trust no one. You learn it was your fault, and you become mute. And the shame and the guilt that you carry around prevent you from telling anybody. You don't know how to articulate that. So many people die and take this to their graves. But during my work and research, I've come to learn that a lot of sicknesses that women carry, especially in our womb, because women carry pain in our wombs. We don't just carry babies, we carry the pain. And so I work with women who need a lot of womb healing because we carry those things in our wombs and we go to our graves, and then often it leads to all kinds of diseases, including cancer. And I just want to put that out there because a lot of us don't realize that. So for anybody who's listening all over the world, if you're carrying any of these issues, please understand that you do not have to suffer in silence anymore. Release yourself, find a medium, and talk about it.
You're absolutely on point, Dr. Ava Brown. Ladies and gentlemen, listening to Love and Inspiration, this is Roy Cotton Jr. live here on 102.7 FM and also can be heard on Bashani Radio New York and voiceofthecaribbean.net. I'm speaking with Dr. Ava Brown live from out of the UK, and she is a multi-award winning international speaker, author, and transformation mindset business coach. She does quite a lot of work around the world and also in the UK, and you're listening to her real through a story from what happened to her many years ago that led her to writing a very powerful book entitled The Mango Girl. Now, I'm just going back to this aspect because, Dr. Brown, you know, thinking about it, you said what happened to you at gunpoint, and that's in front of your daughter. Now, your daughter, yes. I'm pretty sure now, may, I don't know how old your daughter is now, but have you ever spoken to her about that nowadays?
I'm glad you asked that because my daughter is 21. She just turned 21. Beautiful daughter, Chardonnay Elizabeth, gorgeous girl, love her to bits. But my daughter has a mental challenge as a result. So when these things happen to you, you are left with scars. I suffer. Yesterday was a very challenging day for me because I suffer what is called post-traumatic stress disorder. And so does my daughter. And the scars she carries, and we've done a lot of work as a family, we've done a lot of work as mommy and daughter, and we continue to do work. I just find that I handle it differently from her. But my daughter has suffered mentally as a result of that experience. And we do talk about it. We talk about it in therapy, psychotherapy. We talk about it with psychologists, psychiatrists. So we have done work around it with her. But the scars are still there. You know, you don't go through these things and come out the same. You don't go through these things and forget them. What you do learn along the way are coping mechanisms and skills and tools on how to best address and deal with them as you maneuver this journey called life. So yes, we do talk about it. And she's very open about her mental challenges. And she's one of the bravest girls I know.
Very important. And I thank you for being so very honest with us here on the radio, because right now I'm pretty sure you have liberated persons who have been thinking all the time, how can I do this, or, you know, just struggling with it. But really, you've brought hope. And that's what the show is all about, inspiring lives and helping persons to get really over that challenge of being stuck in a place where they should not be, but where God wants them to move from. Now, Dr. Ava Brown, with being so super proud of you, and being also a friend of yours, and I thank the good Lord that we've connected with you last year, 2018. I admire what you're doing, because now, for the fact that you have written this book and wanting to come now to the point actually where you said we'll get there. Now, that unfortunately happened to you many years ago. We're in 2019 today. What did you do to actually get you to where you are today? Because out of the ashes, right, arises yes. the phoenix. So talk to us a little bit about that.
Wow. Well, first of all, yes, we're friends, and we need to properly connect. I mean, we're going to get there. We're going right. to get there. I want to talk about some of the things that I did, and I can only talk about myself and the tools I give to my clients. One of the first things I had to recognize was that carrying that around was not serving me. You know, it's like a lot of us are stuck in places and things that are not serving us to become the highest, best version of ourselves. And so I had to, one of the first things I did when I walked away from all that I went through, I came to UK to really save my sanity, because I had a nervous breakdown. Can I just put it out there? I had a nervous breakdown. You don't go through these things and not come out with something. So I was going through the place where I couldn't be out in the dark. And, you know, when we call it in the Caribbean, dusk is coming down. It's dusk. It's dusk now. I don't know if you guys say it in St. Martin's, but in Jamaica, once 6 o'clock comes, it's a bit dark. I can't be outside. Mm-hmm. I had a gun. So I was in the passenger seat, and I had a gun in the driver's seat with a gunman there with a gun on me. In the back was my daughter in her car seat with a gun on her. And I had to drive two of those gunmen who had just sexually assaulted me in front of my daughter to go and connect with the other two gunmen who had taken my bank card and had gone to the ATM. So while I was being molested, I had to be telling them my PIN number. And so there were four of them. So I drove gunmen with guns on me. And that took a toll on me mentally. And they fired shots at us. They told us to leave Jamaica. So when I came to the UK, one of the things that haunted me was, why did this happen? And I remember at the time I was working for Digicel, and so the whole GSM technology had just come out, so we were able to track the cell tower and the number that they had borrowed my phone to call. And I remember the guy's name till today. I won't say it for obvious security reasons, but I called him. I was in the UK, I felt safe, and I called him. And I called him and I asked him, why did you do it? And he told me he was paid and he was sent to do it. So it's a contract killing. I was meant to die. But I believe that the God I serve, I believe that God always has a purpose for my life. And so when I came out of this, I promised him that I was going to make sure that the work I did thereafter was to empower, to serve, and to give my life to him. So I started going to psychotherapy. I got a lot of work. I did a lot of work, a lot of self-discovery. And the biggest piece that I did was forgiveness. I want to pause at that.
Yes.
Because I had to, first of all, forgive me, right? Because I grew up thinking it was my fault. And then I had to forgive the perpetrators, my father, my stepbrother, my step-uncle. And I had to forgive the gunman. Because, and here's this, the forgiveness people was not about them. It was about me, because a lot of times we go through this stuff or we carry stuff in our hearts and we believe that the forgiveness, I can't forgive them because, no, you're not forgiving them because you're forgiving them because you're releasing yourself to be free to get on. So I had to forgive myself, I had to forgive them, and then I had to go on a path of self-worth work, self-esteem work, self-confidence work, because my dignity was on the floor. And so I had to tap into all of those physical stuff, but then I had to go on my knees and I had to seek God's face. And I had to find God for myself, not the God that my parents knew. You know, not the God that I grew to go to Sunday school. You know, as a Caribbean child, we kept going to Sunday school. No, I had to find God for myself. So I'm daily work. I'm still working on myself. Mm-hmm. I think it's an ongoing process. But that's some of the things that I had to do. I had to pay for coaching and all kind of talents and all kind of resources. I had to read a lot, go into self-empowerment. And that's how I found where I am today.
Wow. You know, I'm definitely in awe with what you're sharing with us here, Dr. Ava Brown, on Love and Inspiration on St. Martin, the Eastern Caribbean, and around the world on PJD2 Radio, SXM.com. Just listening to you, it just really shows that no matter what situation you go through, God is able to move you from there by seeking his face earnestly, diligently, and he will definitely deliver you.
I totally agree, but I also want to add to that by saying that I believe and I know that God doesn't call the equipped, he equips the called. And I believe that he had a plan for my life. Now, I don't regret what I've been through, and that might sound, oh my God, how can she say that? I don't, because I realize that he had me in that valley experiences, or in those valley experiences, for where he intends to take me and how he intends to use me. And I see that manifestation every day. I have my own ministry. My ministry is to work with women. And a lot of us don't realize that our gifts are not necessarily that you need to be on a podium, you know, preaching from a Bible and, you know, and prophesying. We have different gifts. And my gift now is my ministry of empowering, transforming, and changing the lives of the women and men I come across today. And I think that I couldn't have done that had I not gone through what I've gone through. So I just give God all the grace and the praise on that one.
All right. I'm with you. And just talking a little bit about Mango Girl, which is out now.
So the Mango Girl book out. It's on Amazon and can be had there. We're repurposing the cover because we're having a relaunch next year. And a new cover is coming. I'm so excited about that. And there are some other things that are seriously happening in the, as they would say in Jamaica, popping like popcorn in the background.
I see. And as far as I know, it's soon to be a feature film. Are you super excited about that?
I am. And you know what? Like, I just get so, I lately I've become so swelled every time I talk about it. I had a meeting this week with my producer who lives in LA. She actually lives beside one of those very big celebrities. I can't call names because I might get into trouble. But we had a meeting this week, and I have to, when I talk about these things, I have to be so careful because my tongue might slip, right, and call names. But I cried. I was so excited to see the kind of lineup we're having for the film. We're having a $4.7 million film. It's a very amazing script. It's written by somebody from the Writers Guild of America. It's a serious business. It's not a joke. We have some serious names throwing around, directors and all kind of things.
Right.
And all I know is that God's been faithful and God's been good.
Fantastic.
And we're in development, and we're getting there. We're set to go in any day now. Yes.
Great stuff. I'm really happy for you. God bless you, of course, with your endeavors. And just looking at what you've been doing, you know, besides the Mango Girl, you are now also busy with a short documentary, because we heard it at the beginning of the show, and that's all about the single mother's diary. And now, just before you say something about it, Dr. Ava Brown, the fact is, we know this and we cannot shun away from this. Here in the Caribbean and also in St. Martin, there are quite a bit of single mothers, and there it's not that every day is easy going, but they do have their struggles. So this is something that is very relevant at this point in time. Can you share with us a little bit about the Single Mother Diary? Because there are quite a lot of mothers today listening to the show too.
It's really disheartening that we have nine out of every homes across the world, or I think it was UK or something like that, but 9 out of every 10 household, I think it was in the UK region, I don't know the statistics, so don't quote me on that, but it's quite a large number, are single parent homes, and most of them are single mothers, and it's really sad, and it makes my heart bleed. I myself, I'm a single mother, and mine is a bit paradoxical, because although I was married twice, I've always been a single mother, and even married. And that's really hard to hear. And as I did the journey with these women, I found out that a number of women who were married themselves identify as single mothers. But the book came out, it started as a book, and it actually came out of my own struggle. I struggle hard. I still struggle. I have to turn a lot of work down in the UK, because I don't want to go and transform everybody's lives. And then my children look around and say, well, she was amazing to you, but she wasn't a great mother. So I pour into my kids. It's really important for me. They are everything to me. And you probably have seen Roy, and for those who follow me, I take my son everywhere. You know, he's in meetings. You know, my son, that child, well, God bless him, he's everywhere. And it's not because I want to. Nowadays, I'm happy. But it started off because I was a single mother. And so I would turn up at meetings and I'm not apologizing. I say, you know, I'm taking my son. The beautiful thing about that for me is that Tyler Perry, when he did the BET Awards speech this year, he said that his mother would take him everywhere and he was in a masterclass. My son is in a masterclass every day. He comes to meetings with me. And so for that, I'm excited. But the single mother epidemic is really one that we need to look at, especially in the ethnic, Black and ethnic minority community across the world. We have the largest number of single parent homes, and we have to take a look at that. And I know that historically people talk about slavery, etc., and that might be the case, but it's 2019. We need to start looking at why. We need to start trying to salvage relationships. I know for sure that given the knowledge I have now, if I were to have been in my first marriage, I would have still been there because I'm wiser and more sensible. So we need to go back to some of the biblical principles around relationships. We need to go back about, you know, looking at, are we ready to have children? And if we're not, we need to protect ourselves. But we also need to look at when we separate from our relationship partners, we must not separate from our children. And I'm not male bashing because the documentary is not about that. But 98% of the times, it's the fathers who, when they walk away and separate, they don't look back. And what we don't realize, especially here in the UK and probably America at large, is the epidemic and the systematic problems that that's causing for especially our boys, that the absenteeism of fathers is impacting our young people and the generation left behind. So I want to say to fathers and mothers who are listening right now, if you are a single parent and you have left the other partner, that's okay. Relationships don't always work, but don't divorce your children. And it's never too late to start a new conversation, because that child carries half of his or her chromosomes belong to you. I know that was a mouthful, but it was necessary. I want to appeal to dads. Get back to basics. Go back into your children's lives, because children need both parents, and you don't have to be together to do it.
I'm with you 500%, as you stated that, because it is the true gospel. And I'm pretty sure listeners out there who are in this sort of situation is taking heed. And I must also say to you, Dr. Ava Brown, as I'm receiving responses here to the interview right now, I'm receiving on the phone here responses as such, or comments as such, that this is a powerful interview. What an amazing story. So I just want to let you know that that's what's coming in as you were speaking to St. Martin, the Eastern Caribbean, and the world here on Love and Inspiration. Now, I want to ask you too, because right now there's an opportunity, I believe, for any single mother who's listening right now to the show to contribute to your number, well, I would say it's the second volume of the Single Mother's Diary. Is that correct?
Yeah, so we're interviewing for the second phase of it. Persons are to email my secretary. She's handling the preliminary, because there's a preliminary, you know, situation there where people have to be screened and questions are asked, etc. So yes, we are actually on volume two. We've actually started. We've got about 5 authors on board already. The Single Mother Diary now, can I have to pause and say this, because it's really big, okay? This is big. The song you heard is written by Ivana Henry, who is called Pampute, and is a big international recording artist in Jamaica. And the song is called Single Mother, right? So anybody who haven't heard it, please, I have to, she's also on the project. She's also in the book. We have a lot of work. We plan to do a Caribbean single parent conference. We plan to go on tour. It is really amazing, exciting. I can't say too much right now, but it's a big project. Right. And it's a big project that we're going to use to try and stem some of the bridges and change mindsets around parenting. We're going to talk about psychological well-being, you name it. It's the religious part, the healing part, the spiritual part. It's a big plan that I have, and I can't go into much detail. But we are taking interviews for the second volume, and you're more than happy to email my secretary on that.
Okay. And what is the email address there, Dr. Ava Brown?
It's Sarah, that's S-A-R-A-H, at Ava, A-V-A Brown, the color brown, .org.
Okay, wonderful. I appreciate that. Now, as we're coming to the end of this really powerful interview, I wish we can speak with each other for the next 15 years, but then my wife will be wondering, why am I not back home after this show? But so I just want to... I just want to mention also too, so that listeners know, to the extent of the powerful work that you do, you also have clients that include Citibank Group, Ulster Bank, London Borough of Croydon, the Barbados Investment and Development Corporation, Digicel Group in Jamaica. So you've actually been doing some really amazing work within these organizations, Dr. Ava Brown.
I have. I do a lot of mindset. You know, I'm big on mindset. You said something earlier, which is, if you go on my website, which is avaegabrown.com, the first thing you should meet, and if you don't, let me know, it says where you are from doesn't determine where you can end up, right? I'm a big believer in that. As you probably know, Roy, I've just launched my own cosmetic and skin and beauty line here in the UK, and I was featured, I was on the front page, the first black girl to do it, can I just a toot-toot, first black girl to be on the cover of the Belfast Telegraph in Northern Ireland, and I've just taken the first, I'm just in the magazine this month, that Gok Wong, and if you know who Gok Wong is, he's a big star. Mm. I've just been on the page that he was on last month talking about just me and my life. So the press has been amazing, and I really am just so excited that, I want to pause here and say to Caribbean people who are listening, and anybody, we are so caught up into building other people's businesses. I realized very early on that I need to build my own brands, because you can sell a brand. So I have my own brand. I have my own brand of my own kitchen, Ava's Kitchen, that launched last weekend, and we're going strong. And I launched my own cosmetic line called Shakai, Chakai.co.uk, because we need to start realizing that God gives us gifts, and we need to start using what's in our hands. Can somebody who's listening type this down? Use what's in your hands. It is so powerful. So yes, I work for Citibank and all of those people. I coach, I speak, I train. I'm also a personal life coach. So I coach individuals. I've got clients in Barbados, individuals, CEOs and directors. Mm-hmm. But I work with individuals and I coach book writing and book publishing as well. So I'm very versatile in what I do. But it all leads back to transformation.
And you said something very powerful, because at the end of the day, we so often build other person's businesses, but at the end of the day, we are able and capable of building our own. And I really want to say to you, congratulations on the launch of your new hair and skin line called Shakai. As you stated, it's www.shakai.co.uk.
Yes.
Yeah, it's brilliant. I've been on the site and I have to congratulate you.
Thank you very much. And we're talking to the Caribbean as we speak about opening a plant in the Caribbean to serve the whole Caribbean. So if anybody listening want to come and become investors, by all means, let's have the discussion. I was approached by a Caribbean government, and we're looking for investors to open that and partners to have partnership, because we need to start building our own brands.
Absolutely.
It's important.
Absolutely. I'm with you 500%. And now, as we're coming to the end, Dr. Ava Brown, because there's going to be another powerful interview coming up very, very soon on, or actually next on the show, let's just share with the listeners, how do we know each other?
I don't even remember, right? I think we know each other because through my very amazing friend, Lynn Hawkins. Lynn, if you're listening, hey, Lynn. And I was going on tour. As a matter of fact, I was meant to be in St. Martin. So that is still not late, right? Mm-hmm. I was doing the book tour of The Mango Girl, and we got connected through Lynn. I've since done some stuff with your Y2Kers. Did I get it right?
Oh, Y2X.
Y2Xer.
That's right.
We've stayed, your wife and myself, and we've stayed connected. And we've really fostered a great relationship. And that's how we know each other.
Fantastic. And I also want to say to you publicly, I'm very grateful for the fact that what God did with the connection that he made between both of us, that you introduced me to a gentleman that made it possible for Love and Inspiration to be also in New York today.
You know what, Roy, as you know, we're both collectors, and when you operate from a place of abundance, if you saw, I've got a few posts out, I think it was yesterday, when we operate on a place out of a space of abundance, we understand the alignment that there is enough for everybody to go around. And we understand that the sun and the moon do not compete to shine. So I'm always about enabling others. And so are you. And you have done the same for me. And I'm just glad it's worked out.
Absolutely. And I'm very grateful to the good Lord. And we are all now connected together and just really helping to transform the lives out there for God's people. So Dr. Ava Brown, I am so really happy that we have connected online here on the radio show. And this is not the end. This is the first of many, because, of course, with our good relationship, it's going to be possible definitely to have you back on the show to share really great words of wisdom and empower the lives of many out there on St. Martin, the Eastern Caribbean and the world. And in closing, what would you like to say to the listeners out there, and even self, just leave something just quickly for those who are returning back to school tomorrow, because on the southern side of St. Martin, students are returning back to school for the new school year 2019-2020 tomorrow morning.
Really? Oh my God, we're still on holiday here.
I know.
I just want to say to you that I said this to my son this week and he didn't understand it. So I want to say to you guys, it says labor for learning before you grow old, as learning is better than silver or gold. Silver or gold will vanish away, but a good education will never decay. I don't know if you guys know that, but it's do you know that, Roy?
Well, maybe I'll have to go back into my memory banks. Yeah.
Well, I learned that in Jamaica in primary school, and I had to show my son, who's going to be 8 next month. But it's something I learned, and it stayed with me, that your education is a passport out of any circumstances. It was education that took me out of poverty. I'm from a family that I was the only one up until recently that went to university. And it was education. So when you go to school, don't look at who has the nicest clothes or who's got the best trainers or sneakers, you guys call it. Focus on where you want to be 10 years from now and just keep that goal in mind. Because so often, I would never like to be a teenager in today's age because it's so hard. But if you remember this, that you may have the least amount of stuff going to school. Your parents might be the poorest. You're listening to a girl right now who failed English and math in high school, whose mom doesn't read and write today. But I focus on education and I use that as my passport out of poverty. Today, I'm a renowned name across the globe, and you can become too. So go to school, be respectful to your teachers, and remember that impossible means I am possible, and so are you. That's what I want to say to the students. I want to say to everybody who's listening that, you know, I just want to let you understand that you are more than you think you are. You are so much more, and that everything that you desire, want, and need is within you, and that you should go after your dreams, and you should not look at the how, because the how is not your job. The how is not your job, because you have a king, you have a God, you have somebody who provides all you need. All you need to figure out is the what. And if you live your life that way, loving everybody, be kind to everybody, then everything normally does fall into place. I live my life like that every day.
Fantastic. Wow. Words of powerful wisdom there for the listeners of Love and Inspiration on St. Martin, the Eastern Caribbean, and around the world. It's been really a pleasure speaking with you. And of course, persons, once again, if they would like to purchase your book, The Mango Girl, where can they go to, Dr. Ava Brown?
The Mango Girl is on Amazon. So it's the, as in T-H-E, and mango. Oh God, could somebody send me a mango, please? The mango, as in the fruit, girl, as in the girl. And hurry up and get your copies. The copies are out now. The covers are going to be limited edition because we're changing soon. And if you meet me one day, I could sign it for you. You know,
fantastic.
I never know.
Fantastic. And the Single Mother's Diary, Volume 2, is right now being worked on. And any single mother that wants to be a part of that, what's the email address again from your secretary?
It's sarah@avabrown.org. And very quickly, Roy, I know you're rushing, but the other thing a psychologist mentioned to me to do, which we're working on, is to look at the impact a single parenting has had on the children. Because very often we don't take the children's opinions and their views.
That's very, very powerful and very important. And again, I want to congratulate you on your recent hair and skin line called Shikai, which is on shikai.co.uk. Beautiful, products you have there. So really appreciate that. And thank you for the encouragement to the Caribbean people listening that we, of course, can build our own businesses.
Yes. And I want to congratulate you and your beautiful wife, Erna May. I'm getting Erna May today.
Yes,
and all the
right.
work that you guys are doing on this amazing show, because I know that you couldn't do it without her support. So well done to you both.
Absolutely. I do really appreciate you, and she also do. And much love from all of us here on St. Martin. We are proud of you. We are supporting you. Thank you for being a love and inspiration. And God bless you and your two wonderful children. And may you soar from height to heights amid a good Lord. Have yourself a lovely one. I'm going home to my beautiful one. Take care until the next time you hear from Love and Inspiration with Roy Cotton Jr., DJ RC. Bye-bye for now.
I feel loved and inspired when I listen to Love and Inspiration with Roy Cotton Jr.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.